direct from St. Louis. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2018, brought to you by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
ACB 2018, I found Jessica Hipp. She's a marketing director for Way Around. Way Around is a company that uses tags to help you identify things using a smartphone. Now, Jessica, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'll go ahead and let you describe exactly what we have here.
Yes, Way Around is a tagging system. It works with your smartphone, either an iPhone or an Android. And we have smart Way tags, which use NFC technology. They come as stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips, so you can attach them to just about anything and everything around your home and office. And then you use the app to add information to the smart tags so that you can easily scan them.
Okay, so there's two ways that you can do this, right? You actually have an actual a device that you can use to scan things, and you also can scan it directly from your phone?
That's correct. So a lot of phones have a built-in NFC reader or near-field communication. An iPhone 7 and above has it. Most Androids have it.
This is what you would use, the same thing for Apple Pay or Android Pay, for those who might be unfamiliar.
Exactly. And so you can scan directly with the phone. We also have a Waylink, which is an external scanner. It connects to your phone via Bluetooth, and it just lets you scan a lot faster, and you can be about 50 feet away from your phone. If you have your phone docked somewhere, you can take the scanner around with you. It's about the size of a credit card, half an inch thick or so, and is really easy to clean if you're in your kitchen, easy to transport. It's a great device.
Okay, so you have these different tags, like you said, they would attach to clothing or to cans or whatever, pretty much? Or?
Exactly. All of the tags are about the size of a quarter or a postage stamp. The buttons are, they're completely waterproof. You can put them through the washer, the dryer.
Would you sew them on?
You can sew them on, and we also have a style that you can safety pin on.
Okay.
The safety pin style can also be used with a rubber band, and you can put it on frozen food and stick it in the freezer.
And that's good, because then you could reuse the tags, so you don't have to keep buying new tags every single time, at least for those styles, right?
Exactly. You can edit any of the information you put on there. If you make a typo, you can make a small edit. You can completely rewrite the information and use it on a different item.
And how much room is there for information?
You can put about 2,000 characters in the description, which is a couple of typed pages in Word. So that's a lot of information. Some people do like to put instructions. For example, one of our founders has tagged all of his remote controls, so he can put the sequence of buttons to turn on the TV and then say switch to another remote to set up the sound system.
Very cool. Now we have this set up here, and we have it on a Bluetooth speaker, of course, because it's loud in the exhibit hall. So why don't you just go ahead and scan something, and I'll bring the recorder towards the speaker and we'll pick it up.
TV remote for downstairs. Turns on TV and changes channels. Use other remote for movies and surround sound.
So there you go, like this is you were talking about. You heard the beep. Did the beep come from that little device?
The beep did come from the device, and my phone actually vibrates a little bit. So we've added a lot of audio and tactile information so that you know when it's read and that you've actually connected with the information.
So do you have to open the app first and then do it, or?
You do have to open the app first. It's Way Around tag and scan on iPhone and on Android. Mm-hmm. Once you're in, it's completely compatible with VoiceOver, TalkBack, as well as any other accessibility features like a reverse screen color that you might have.
So you're recommending, the app is free, of course.
Exactly.
And you're recommending, that they do buy the little accessory as well?
I really prefer using the little accessory. It's called a Waylink. Mm-hmm. It's about $100, and it will make your life easier if you're scanning a lot of things, which we hope you do. If you're trying to get dressed in the morning and scanning to find exactly the right shirt, to be able to just scan item after item very quickly, it'll save you a lot of time.
And you do have just the tags, so maybe if someone wanted to try it out before they delved into buying the Waylink, you could just get the tags as well, right?
Exactly. The tags are all about $1 a piece. You can buy them on our website at wayaround.com. We do have a starter pack that gives you a sampling of all of the different types of weigh tags. You get 60 tags for $50, so it's a great way to try it out for not too much money.
And the way the tags are, just because of the coding, you can't use any NFC tag. You have to get the ones from Way Around to use with this system, right?
Yes, that's correct. And all of the data is backed up into your account, which is stored in the cloud. So if you ever get a new phone, all you would do is download the Way Around app to your new phone, log in, and all of your information is right there.
So you can get, that's great. So that means you can use it across devices as well, or a couple different phones?
Exactly. And some people, you know, even would create a login for their home if there's multiple people in the same house and they want to share the information.
You also talked about a vision you have for this company as far as expanding this to public spaces, signs, things like that.
Exactly. Way Around was actually started by two architects with vision loss. And their vision the entire time has been to make public spaces inside more accessible. And while there's a lot of people working on wayfinding, getting from point A to point B, they really see the need of, once you're at point B, what's immediately around you? You know, if you're at suite 103, how do you get to higher numbers? How do you get to lower numbers? Where is the emergency exit? So if you are able to get to an ADA sign in the future, you'll be able to scan that sign with the same app, same technology that we're using for Way Around, and get information that's pertinent about your immediate environment in a building.
Is there a standardized symbol, or do you envision trying to create one to say, hey, this is a sign with a Way Around tag on it?
We do. We have several patents pending, and we're working with a couple of different organizations to develop exactly what that standard symbol is, so that people will know easily this space is equipped with Way Around. And ultimately, we want every space in the United States and even internationally to be equipped with this technology.
Okay. If people want to get more information about Way Around, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, just visit our website. It's wayaround.com. We have all sorts of information there, including a user guide, community forums. If you have ideas for Way Around, we'd love to hear from you. All of the leadership team, as well as our programmers, read the forums. So please let us know if something's not working, if you have an idea, or if you just want to connect with us and learn more about Way Around.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.